Loretta gave Patrick the nod that told him to kill the power. When Loretta pushed up the big fake on button, he'd reconnected the electric so it would have a dramatic effect. On the count of three, y'all ready? Loretta's voice echoed into the dark. One, two, three, Merry Christ! The lights came on, and Loretta fainted. I'd like to say she fainted from the sheer excitement of the beauty of the tree. But I believe it was the legs and the feet that stuck out from underneath the tree and bound by lit-up Christmas lights that knocked her out cold. I love you, my big, dark, tall, and delicious, yummy goodness. Happily, I sighed and then breathed in deeply the aroma, letting the Christmas harvest dark rose curl up, around, and in my nose. I didn't care what anyone said. That first sip of coffee had a way of creeping into my soul and tapping into a joy that I couldn't explain. The view wasn't bad either, especially since the Beanhive Coffee Shop had the best location on the boardwalk and view of Lake Honey Springs, even in the winter. Pepper, my schnauzer, and trusted four-legged furry companion, stretched and whined. You're my favorite salt and pepper guy. I bent down to pat him with my free hand, and he rolled over, belly up, for a good scratch. I wrapped my hands around the warm mug and smiled as the trees across the lake stood bare, so tall as they stretched up into the darkness toward the sky. The light snoring sound of Pepper and the wafted smell of the Santa Kiss cookies baking kept me warm, even though the moon helped keep the winter chill in the air at 5:30 a.m. "Wanna go potty before we get started?" I asked Pepper like he was going to answer me. He sort of does. His tail wagged and he bounced around. Chime over the door dinged and he bounded out onto the boardwalk. "Which way?" I asked, giving him the choice of left or right, because the Beanhive was located right in the middle of the boardwalk. So it didn't matter which end we headed toward to find the green space Pepper needed. Right it is. In the darkness of the early morning, the twinkling lights strung along the boardwalk by the beautification committee lit our way. The poinsettias were bright red and perfectly nestled into the hanging baskets from the dowel rods of the carriage lights that dotted our way along the wood planks. The little flags hung down from the potted Christmas plants with a big gold star. In the middle of the star it read, "Christmas in the Park, Honey." None of the shops along the boardwalk opened as early as the Beanhive. We passed the Queen of the Day Boutique, Buzz In and Out Diner, Odd Inc., Honeycomb Salon, and Wild and Whimsy Antique Store, which happened to be my second favorite shop on the boardwalk. Bev and Dan Teagarden always kept back little treasures they think I'd like. They were always spot on. The marina was located on the far end off the boardwalk. Pepper did his business while I glanced over all the covered and winterized boats that had so much life a few short months ago. If I closed my eyes, I could hear the rumble of the engines echoing off the limestone walls around the lake during the summer season. Off in the distance was Cocoon Hotel. It was the only hotel in our small Kentucky town. There were so many seasonal cabins to rent that Cocoon Hotel was normally not booked. But that didn't stop Cammy Montgomery from ordering coffee and a sweet treat from me for her hospitality area. "All done?" I bent down and patted Pepper when he bolted back up the steps from the grassy area. Whew, the whip of wind chilled me to the bone. "We need to get you a sweater from Walking the Bark." He knew that name really well. It was the pet store located on the far end of the other side of the boardwalk, and a place Pepper got special treatment. Why wouldn't he? He's precious. The oven timer was going off when we got back to the shop. Pepper and I walked through the swinging door that led into the kitchen portion of the coffee house. In the spring, it'd be a year ago that I'd opened the door to the Beanhive. A coffee house was exactly what Honey Springs, Kentucky needed. No place better than a newly revitalized and renovated boardwalk.